Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Benjamin Talibu, a senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Within these last weeks, the reports from the IAEA of enriched uranium, fissile material in Iran, 60% or more. Those reports have led to alarm bells everywhere. The suspect nuclear weapons program is right in front of us. Does the Biden administration have a plan? Does Israel have a plan? Does Russia have a plan dealing with the nuclear-armed Iraq? And it gets more complicated. The breakdown of the New START treaty negotiation, the U.S. rejecting communication with Russia about data that has been in place since the end of the Cold War in the 20th century, Vladimir Putin speaking threateningly about tactical nukes and his only ally in Europe, that would be Belarus. And now the question of Iran and where is their program? Benham, the JCPOA was about the nuclear weapons program. Is it still about the program?
At a time like this, the JCPOA is such a product of the past that even its resurrection would not provide the political dividends that the Obama administration briefly benefited from, let alone the non-proliferation dividends that we would all need. We already know that this year, 2023, is when EU, UK, and UN prohibitions lapse and restrictions and penalties indeed lapse on Iran's ballistic missile program, which is the largest ballistic missile arsenal in the Middle East, by the way. Within 2 years' time, the U.S. will lose its right to snap back or restore multilateral penalties on Iran. And in less than 5 years' time, the most significant restrictions on Iranian centrifuges also will have lapsed. So basically, if the JCPOA reenters on paper as it is, or in a worse or lesser format, the Iranian nuclear program of today, which now is enriching to 60% purity and has briefly enriched but not amassed uranium at 84% purity, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from what you need for weapons grade, which is 90% purity, then I have a bridge I'm willing to talk to you about and sell you, because there is no way this agreement can actually pull back in all of that. It simply would be underwriting or paving the way for continued expansion of the Iranian program, where the Iranians now have learned how to do things like produce uranium metal with highly enriched uranium, phase in more advanced centrifuges, and enrich uranium to 60% purity. Just don't take my word for it. Don't take some of the American intelligence community's word for it. Look at this recent story on Axios, where some in Israel are talking about a 60% red line. That tells you all you need to know about Iran's diplomatic wins against not just the West, but against the world on the nuclear file. There was a time the international community and five times the Russians and Chinese through the UN Security Council voted with the West for zero enrichment in Iran. Now the Israelis are talking about nothing beyond 60% purity. This is a sea change. And part and parcel of this is underwriting Iran's capability to pocket these concessions and go further and further and further. Salami tactics. We know what this is.
We have about a minute, Benham. And a wise man once told me about Moscow and the suspect nuclear weapons program with ballistic missiles in Tehran. The way he put it to me is the Russians, yes, they care a great deal. Don't you see how close they are? And a missile reaches Moscow with a nuclear warhead much faster than it's ever going to reach Washington. Is that still a concern? Do you hear this? I know Russia's changed profoundly since the Ukraine conflict, but they are in the target zone someday if Iran has nuclear weapons. Do you hear that talk? We have less than a minute.
That talk is significantly diminishing. In February 24, 2022, requires not just Washington, but capitals around the world to disabuse themselves of the conventional wisdom that just because Russia and Iran historically have been enemies, their Venn diagram or margin of error for collaboration, if not outright cooperation against America and against the Western order, would not grow. Okay. It is, it has, and it certainly will if we do not stop them.
Ben and Ben Taliblu, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, is senior fellow. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.